Good morning. It is Thursday, the 21st of August, I think. It might be the 22nd. I am so beyond knowing what date it is. It's the 22nd, and it's 9:41 in the morning, and there is coffee brewing on my stove, and I didn't do a Dog Days of Podcasting entry yesterday because I literally spent all day immersed in writing. It has been since probably May or June since I've woken up in the morning with an itch to write. Rilke said in Letters to a Young Poet that if you wake up every morning and you can think of nothing but writing, then you are a writer. And to be honest, this whole summer I felt like maybe I wasn't a writer and I was just a fraud. But then a friend said, no, you always have this problem in summer. Just chill, take the summer off as much as you can, and right around your birthday, everything will come back. And she was right, because I didn't come into this project until the 9th of August, but that was my birthday week, and everything totally came back. So from now on, I'm going to pretend I'm still in school, and I'm going to just take the summers off, because nothing else works. In any case, since I didn't do a podcast last night, I'm giving you something from the vaults this morning. It's called At the End of the Day, and it's, again, from 2007, which was apparently a really prolific year for me. And then later tonight, I will do something a little different. So this is At the End of the Day. A gentle rain fell beyond the windows, and lamplight warmed her cozy office in the loft above the restaurant floor, as she sat at the ancient roll-top desk and balanced the day's receipts. Soup and chili were hot sellers that day, as they always were when it rained, even in the hottest part of summer. Bagels tended to sell better on winter mornings, while croissant and fruit were more popular when the days were warm. Today had been both warm and rainy, and the register tapes proved that in their spiral curls of pale white paper and pale purple ink. She watched the rain for a few minutes, letting the mug of tea that sat just far enough from her right hand that she wouldn't accidentally knock it over, and just close enough that she could slide her fingers through the handle and nestle her palm against the curve of the eggplant and beet juice-colored ceramic. She liked to let it sit there and cool. She liked the mug for its color as much as its shape. The vegetable-inspired pigments made her smile, and the shape reminded her a bit of her own, a little bottom-heavy, but curvy in all the right places. She heard the CD track change to R.E.M.'s Closing Time, the last song on the End of the Day mix they always played, she and the college students who worked for her. They were an ever-changing group of young men and women, but all had good people skills and some indefinable characteristic that was a combination of creativity and drive. At the end of each school year, those who were graduating and moving on inevitably called her their unofficial advisor and thanked her for giving them a place where they could work around their classes, study when it was slow, and still make decent money. A flash of lightning brought her out of her memories and back to the present, where she finished totaling her numbers, zipped the cash and credit receipts into their respective bank bags, and picked up her mug. The soothing scent of peppermint tea washed through her as she took a sip, and she sighed softly. The end of the day had always been one of her favorite times. So that's my offering for this morning, which is really a catch-up from last night. And thanks for listening.